Hello.
Hello, my name is Natalia and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in Texas and we would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call might be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Hello.
Okay. Am I speaking to Armando Olivo?
Yes, who's this?
I'm calling from Opinion Research. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm in my home, sweet home. You can talk all you want.
In which state do you currently live?
Huh?
In which state do you currently live?
The big state of Texas.
Thank you. In which county in Texas do you currently live?
Way down south, Hidalgo.
Thank you so much. Of all of the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, all or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
Cell phone.
Sorry?
Cell phone.
Okay, thank you so much. Just 1 second.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Opinion Research. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television station, political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
Oh, long time ago, 1962.
Thank you so much. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native? Another one?
American Latino.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
High school.
Thank you so much. Thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I strongly approve. He's doing a good job.
Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you so much. Would you say definitely or probably Democratic?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you feel, whether you've heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. First name is Vicente Gonzalez. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable. No opinion, never heard of.
Very favorable. Good man.
Joe Biden?
Good man. Very favorable.
Donald Trump?
Well, I'd rather not comment about him.
Okay, thank you. What about Kamala Harris?
Very favorable, all the way.
Myra Flores?
I guess she's okay. She's barely starting, so favorable.
Would you say somewhat or very favorable?
Oh, I would say very favorable.
Thank you so much. Now, thinking ahead of the November elections, first, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested, and 10 means that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Very favorable.
From 0 to 10, how interested are you?
9.
Thank you so much. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Kamala, all the way.
Next, if the election for the U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Colin Allred, Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Myra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
Vicente Gonzalez.
And would you definitely or probably vote for Vicente Gonzalez?
Definitely. Vicente, all the way.
Thank you. Now I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
A Democrat.
Would you say strong Democrat, not so strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
Would you say very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you so much. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
Middle class.
Thank you. Now thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish but some English? Spanish and English equally, mostly English, but some Spanish, only English at home.
Spanish and English both.
Would you say equally?
Yes.
Thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
For whom? Joe Biden.
Oh, thank you. Okay, that was the last question. Thank you for your time and have a nice day.
You too, ma'am. God bless.